The Green Room with Orla Barry on News Talk.
Higher.
Can you go a bit higher?
If I go any higher, only dogs will hear me.
Try.
Galileo! Galileo Figaro!
Higher.
Jesus, how many more Galileos do you want?
One more.
Galileo!
One more.
Galileo!
Again. Go on, roll the track.
Who even is Galileo?
Galileo Figaro!
Are we done?
That's it. He loves you.
A scene there from Bohemian Rhapsody, the new movie starring Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury in a biopic about Queen. Well, the film, it's directed by Dexter Fletcher, who replaced Bryan Singer in the late stages of production. And so far this week, the reviews have, well, they've not been good. Steve Rose reviewed it for The Guardian and he joins us now. Steve, what went wrong?
Hello. Well, I'm not going to be completely dismissive of it because there are a lot of good things about it. Okay. But when you think of Bohemian Rhapsody, the song, let's say, you think of something that was pretty groundbreaking, pretty much in a league of its own, sort of nothing like it had ever existed before, bombastic, operatic, grand, unconventional, pioneering. Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie, is not really any of those things, I'm afraid. It sort of adheres to quite a standard sort of biopic template. And as you're addressing Freddie Mercury and Queen, there are quite a lot of problems with that.
If they focused just on Freddie Mercury, could they have done a better job, do you think?
Well, I mean, one of the things is that we know it was co-produced by Brian May and Roger Taylor, members of Queen, or existing members of Queen, because it still goes on, I suppose, and their manager, Jim Beach, who figures in the movie, who I'd never particularly heard of before, but you will have done if you've seen the movie. And in a way, you get the sense that it's their side of the story it's telling, in that Freddie Mercury was obviously such an extraordinary talent that overshadowed a lot of, you know, what Queen did, even though he didn't write all the songs, and even though, you know, Queen fans know that he wasn't, you know, the only member of the group by any means. Yeah. You know, as a personality, he overshadows everything. And in a way, Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie, sort of wants to sort of bring that down in the mix a little and sort of, you know, play up the significance of the other members.
I did see one reviewer saying he didn't write all the songs, some of the other members did, and that's emphasised rather clearly in the film. So as you said, yeah, the producer's stamp on it. What about the director? Talk to us for a moment. Bryan Singer and his alleged run-ins, it seems, with Rami Malek, or do we know what led to him leaving the film?
Well, I mean, this is the problem with Bohemian Rhapsody as well, that there's been so much gossip and so much conversation about what's been happening with the production over possibly about 2 years now, because it wasn't just Bryan Singer who, you know, has had various run-ins, which is it's almost sort of like you're entering sort of legal jeopardy to really sort of go into a lot of it. It sounds like, you know, I don't know exactly what happened. I'm not claiming anything, but clearly there were controversies and there were sort of friction with the cast. Dexter Fletcher came on to finish it up. There was also the earliest thing with Sacha Baron Cohen having been cast to play Freddie Mercury, who walked from the production at an earlier stage.
Do we know why, Steve, or is that equally tied up in various potential allegations?
He said this and they said that. But the quote that I took from Sacha Baron Cohen's version was when he heard a version of the movie that Brian May narrated to him, which had Freddie Mercury dying halfway through the movie, and the phrase, "and the band carries on from strength to strength," which Brian May has denied, we should stress.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which is not as well how Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie, pans out at all. So whether or not that was a rumour, it sort of put a sort of dread sort of, you know, cloud of sort of, anticipation over this movie. It does not turn out like that.
Yeah. What about Freddie Mercury's own social life then? Because by all accounts, he had a rather creative, active, debauched maybe social life. To what extent do they go into that, and do they reflect on it?
Well, this was my big issue with the movie, really, is that obviously Freddie Mercury as a front man in the 70s was exceptional and extraordinary and almost outrageously improbable. And, you know, he was gay, he was of Asian descent, he was fronting a relatively what was perceived at the time as a straight rock band. The fans were, you know, kind of metal fans or kind of hard, you know, straight ahead rock fans who were sort of being sold this increasingly sort of flamboyant camp, you could say, outrageous, overtly kind of gay, kind of frontman act, which of course is part of what made Queen so exceptional, you know, musically and sort of, you know, as a live act. And you can't take that out of it. But in the movie, Freddie Mercury's gayness is sort of, it's kind of expressed in a slightly problematic way, in that his sort of distancing from the band and his eventual sort of departure from the band is sort of framed as a bit of a, he got in with the wrong crowd, which I find very troubling, that it sort of takes him as sort of like, you know, he gets sort of co-opted by the gay manager and sort of like taken, you know, there's this kind of, he gets sort of sucked into this world of sort of, you know, gay subculture, which, you know, might be, it's not inaccurate, but it sort of narrates it in a way of like, well, if he hadn't been so gay, it might have all been okay, sort of thing. Which at the same time, you see the hand of perhaps the producers, the former members of Queen, because there's no sort of sense of any wrongdoing on their part that led Freddie Mercury to leave the band. It's all about, well, he got in with the wrong crowd. And I find that very troubling.
And how they deal with his HIV or AIDS diagnosis, how is that dealt with on film?
Well, that was part of the mystery, I suppose, or privacy, if you want, of Freddie Mercury, was that he was, you know, he was essentially closeted for most of his life. He didn't really ever come out. And his kind of, you know, his battles with HIV and AIDS, I don't pretend to know anything about the truth, and none of us do. But in the movie, he's, in their version of events, he admits to the band that he is dying, is I think the way they phrase it, before Live Aid in 1985, which sort of, I don't know if it's true or not, but it gives the film a sort of climax of Live Aid, the performance, as a sort of redemptive finale, which sort of is a kind of ends the film on a high and sort of ties all the plot strands up rather neatly, in that he kind of makes his peace with the band and, you know, makes his peace with his parents, makes his peace with his girlfriend / fiance, Mary, who's a key part of the story, which again the film doesn't quite know how to handle her. Mary Austin, this is. Who began as lovers and they became engaged, although obviously Freddie Mercury's sexuality, well, not obviously, but Freddie Mercury's sexuality sort of meant that they didn't marry, but they still remained lifelong friends. And so there's this very complex relationship with Mary as well, which the film addresses and factors in, but at the same time, she sort of like shuffles off to the sidelines a bit and doesn't really have much of a personality in it. So, you know, he had this incredibly complex life and his sexuality was part of that. And in a way, I felt the film wanted to be a sort of straight ahead rock biopic, which had these, you know, and in a way it didn't really want to deal with the complexity of that.
I suspect we might see another film just on Freddie Mercury's life. That said, Rami Malek's performance, as you said, widespread praise for his depiction of Freddie Mercury.
Well, this is the positive about the film. And this is what I think, you know, even if you can, you know, Queen fans or people who love Queen or who love seeing those kind of things, it doesn't disappoint in terms of the music and the performance in that way. I thought Rami Malek was brilliant. He starts off and you're sort of like, ooh, what's that strange accent? And look at those weird teeth.
Teeth,
you know?
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury did have a sort of like a strange sort of overbite. I described him as a Simpsons character come to life. But by the end of the film, you've totally accepted. You totally bought him as Freddie Mercury. And he completely, you know, nails the stage moves, the dynamism, you know, his kind of strutting sort of outrageousness on stage. And also, you've got the songs. The songs are still, you know, the songs still stand up. If you're in a cinema seeing a live performance of those songs, you could argue you might as well could just go and watch Queen live. But at the same time, the music is so effective that you can't help but feel sort of, you know, exhilarated by it.
And by the way, does Rami Malek sing, or is it all lip sync to Freddie Mercury, or how do they do it?
This is something I haven't quite got to the bottom of, to be honest. Because sometimes you're thinking, wow, that's him singing. And sometimes you're thinking, God, that sounds just like Freddie Mercury. And sometimes you're thinking, he's got an amazing voice.
Yeah.
And from what I've read, he said it was, Malik said it was an amalgamation, which I haven't drilled down into exactly what that means. But I don't, you know, I don't really care who's singing.
Yeah.
And part of it is selling it with the body language and the moves and the costumes and, you know, just the posturing. And, you know, you feel like you're just watching Freddie Mercury on stage. So in that way, it's a great achievement.
Oh, well, we started on kind of a low note, but we've ended on a high one then in that case. Steve, thank you so much for joining us here this evening. And Bohemian Rhapsody is open now in our cinemas. Steve Rose reviewed it for The Guardian. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. We'll be right back.
News Talk 106 to 108.